What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Parliament. We'll talk a little football from 12 to 2 there, but to the last night's game.
I mean, I was actually pleasantly surprised. I mean, you were on here yesterday saying, hey, six points in favor of the Colts. Be all over that because they were playing starters. Boy, Ravens weren't expected to play.
I'm in regular season form, by the way. Yeah.
That's a good sign. That's a good sign. As I always say, it's just as impressive to be 100% wrong as it is to be 100%
but
right.
But I own it. You know what I mean? I don't know, I didn't say that. Yeah. Let's go to the tape. I figured they're playing their starters against the Ravens, you know, second, third stringers. Yeah. And then Richardson gets KO'd on what, their second drive of the game? Ugh. And they wound up getting kind of puffy pants there.
Now, the reason I say it was a little more exciting than anticipated is because pretty much all the guys that we talked about yesterday or were looking for to make an impact, I thought they did. LaJonte Wester, Keaton Mitchell, Mike Green keeps going down the line. I mean, even Malachi Starks wasn't half bad. So
Isaac.
Yeah, him too. I mean, he's a guy that I would put ahead of David Ajabo, even though he did nothing last year. And that whole pass rush dynamic in particular, I don't want to put too much stock into it because, again, Colts O-line, probably not a lot of starters out there. It's mixed and matched. And for Ajabo in particular, you know, he gets a free pass at the quarterback. Does that help him mentally? Sure, probably. I mean, it's better than going without a sack, but just sitting there watching, I couldn't help but chuckle saying, that's kind of the last thing this guy needs is a free, easy pass here. What he needs is to beat a guy one-on-one and actually win and get to the quarterback. That, to me, would leave him feeling like, okay, I got this. Here's my chance. This is my opportunity. Obviously, you take the sack, but did he really gain anything from that last night?
I think he might have gained a little bit, but Isaac played so well, and if that's his competition, then to me it's not even close.
Sure, yeah. No, and look, the stat sheet didn't give Mike Green any credit, but watching
he had a half a sack.
It should have been a half for each of them. You know, one went low, one went high. It was perfectly timed by both of them. And watching back, Mike Green in particular, he was pulling out all the moves. You know, it wasn't just, bull rush every time. You know, the way he was ripping hands down was like he was going against a tackling dummy. And he hit a nice spin move, too.
What did you think of the looper and the stubbed toe? You buying that one? Because
I don't like the excuses.
Yeah, if he does happens against Buffalo, fans don't want to hear that crap. It's got Harb's special teams guy. Probably we need to be better, and he knows that, et cetera, et cetera. It probably make it more of a team thing, not just a looper sucks. What are you doing missing these field goals? You know, stubbed toe, you get one.
Yeah.
You get one stubbed toe. After that, nobody wants to hear that.
Well, the positive to me is that, all right, he got the miss out of the way and then got another chance a little bit later from a longer distance. Yep. And that was right down the middle. Like, no doubt about it. Straight off his foot. This thing's money. So to me, that showed that the mental side of things, which was always the biggest part of it when we talk about Tyler Loop, in my opinion, you know, mechanics and everything. What do we know? You know, we're not a kicker. But I can tell you one thing, when a guy's off his game and it's clearly become mental, well, that's clear as day. So the fact that he was able to put that miss behind him and then go out there and make one from a further distance, not praising him today, but I'm not ragging on him either.
Jalen Armour Davis had a nice game last
night. Yes, he did. He got his hands on a lot of balls. You know, and we talked off air about the one play between him and Braid. They both kind of stopped.
Yeah, reception, yeah.
Yeah. But otherwise, I thought Armour Davis really showed up well. And, Bob, with Longer Beam out and Kone out, I mean, that's two less. You can't afford any more corner injuries because you're getting down to, you know, the injuries are picking the team for itself now.
Now, next week back at practice, then Dallas preseason game number two. Practice next week will be all about what for John Harbaugh and his staff?
Well, you know, just because a lot of starters – Bob, they practice tomorrow. They practice Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. They practice all week long. So it's – for the first team itself, it's just – we're just moving on. You know, I mean – with the backups, they'll watch the film and they'll see the corrections they got to make. But the starters didn't play much, so it'll just be we just got to continue to get better. I mean, it's like with training camp, it's like so weird because it's like, okay, play the preseason game, move on. And all we're going to see is like the guys that played in this game that they liked, they're going to be playing more. You know, and guys who didn't play so good, they're going to be playing less. So it's going to be interesting to see that, you know, at practice and with Dallas and stuff. And I'll be anxious. And when I get out there, I'm either going Saturday or Sunday, one of the 2 days to practice. And now I'll kind of keep my eye on Corey Bullock a little bit more.
Former Terps, Vinny at Haney 105.7 The Fan. Vinny, have a great weekend.
You too.
We will see you on Monday. Nolan, what are you doing from 2 to 4 tomorrow?
Oh, that's right. I'm hosting a show here by myself. I'll be on after Bruce Cunningham tomorrow, filling in for Mike Popovic. So check me out 2 all to 4 right. tomorrow.
Like that old song. All by myself.
No ABA talk tomorrow, Nolan.
You want to hear about the Squires?
The Flint Tropics.
Let's get tropical. Riveting with Ryan coming up next. Got Buy or Sell coming up later on in the hour. American League East Report coming up at 1. Jacob Calvin Meyer from the Baltimore Sun at 1:30. Looks like Ryan Mountcastle probably returns to the lineup. And the Oriole Hall of Fame class of 2025 is happening today. Tom Davis, legend. Joe Worsalek, friend, and Jonesy, one of the great players in Orioles history, all getting just due.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.